and welcome to IT Time Techno Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, and this is To the Cloud series, and we're going to be talking about building websites. This is episode 10 on building a website for your business. So let's go ahead and get into episode 10. And so really, episode 10 involves building websites. Once again, this is part of the Microsoft Public Cloud Services, Setting Up Your Business in the Cloud, a book that myself and some others put together. So really what I do is start out this episode with the big picture, right? We've had all 9 episodes prior to this. We've talked about this holistic approach, and it's where, you know, the business owner has that unified console, once again, access to Azure, Office 365, Microsoft Intune, and then hosting a bunch of applications that are provisioned to then deployed out to multiple devices. And those are all consumed by our end users. So today, once again, we're going to talk about websites. I think that websites are one of the most critical pieces to your business, because that's the face of your business, right? That's first impression. That's what people are going to see. So, you know, spending lots of time on the enhancements of the design and making sure that things work properly and provision properly prior to deployment is critical. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about building a website for your business. And then once again, this is episode 10. There's one last episode that's building a Windows app using Windows App Studio. So first thing we want to do is talk about the website, the front end to your business, right? So when we look at platform as a service within Azure, you can build things like e-commerce and wikis and blogs and, more importantly, websites. We call these web apps, and these can be provisioned right from the portal. In fact, you can go right to the marketplace, go right in and search for something like WordPress and find it in the marketplace and go ahead and click, provision all the way through till you get a functional website. So one of the ones I'd mention is WordPress, and that's a popular content management system that provides projects around building your themes and having plugins for your website, building the services and all the enhancements you want to put into your website. Those are, some are free, some are paid for. So things like themes from ThemeForest, for instance, you can buy a theme that you can then FTP or upload or add into as a custom theme for your website. So there's lots you can do. It's pretty straightforward, pretty easy to deploy right out of the portal. You know, building the website, you can provision a website in 10, 15 minutes, make it look pretty. Well, that's a whole different story, right? Because the development design part of it is really the time-consuming part. It's getting your main infrastructure of your website built is pretty easy to deploy, but making it look really nice takes time. So, and there's various resources you can use for that. So what I'd like to do is just go ahead and show you a basic demo here of web apps from the gallery. And so let me show you the demo.
So here within Microsoft Azure, I'm in web apps here, and it's very easy to create a web app or a website. You can do a quick create where you can go and just have it spin up a website with the AzureWebsites.net very easily. If you want to have, you know, add some databases in here, you can do a custom create. But the easiest way to get started with building, say, a website is to go right from the gallery. And not just websites, there's lots here. I'd mentioned e-commerce, blogs, content management systems, e-commerce, forums, galleries, templates, tools, wiki. There's a bunch of tools that we can use, you know, different products that we can use to do your e-commerce. So why not just use platform as a service, go right from the gallery, pick something, and off you go, right? So, I mean, look at the list of all the stuff from Drupal, you know, the Drupal Apache, Tomcat servers, Bakery, Bottle, CakePHP. So there's a lot here to choose from. And if we're talking about WordPress, you know, that's basically, you know, down at the bottom, right, for W. So there's WordPress. So let's go ahead. We'll click on WordPress, and we'll go ahead and build one out for our company here. So I'll take SSLC apps. I'm going to go ahead. I can use or create an existing MySQL database. We use ClearDB for the databases for WordPress. So I'm going to go ahead and create a new MySQL database here. I'm going to go ahead and I can either use my BizSpark subscription or I can add a service plan. I'm going to go ahead and add a service plan, which allows me to pick the actual subscription that I want. I'll pick East US. I'll go ahead and pick the MSDN subscription here. I'll click Next. You'll see that it's going to randomly create me a MySQL database. I'll go ahead and click the and agree to the ClearDB legal terms. And we'll go ahead and click next on complete on that. So that's going to provision out. And what we should see here is just a generic website created successfully and then being able to use the right tools that we need, like Git or some type of source control tool that we could use to manage our websites. Or in this case, it will move us to the WordPress WordPress configuration of the administrator, and then we can configure things there for WordPress. So this is going to take just a minute. And now, as you can see, it's running, it's provisioned. So let's go ahead and take a look at that particular website. We go to browse here, and we're actually going to go and look at WordPress being provisioned. So there it is. So this is where we go ahead and install and set up our titles, our username and password and everything for WordPress. Start creating, posting pages. If you want more information on what comes next here, I suggest you get the book. It talks about creating your first post, provisioning the WordPress site. It gets a little bit more hands-on, more step-by-step.
So really all I tried to accomplish here was to show you just a basic web app you can build right from the portal itself. And so with that, that's the demo. There's lots of great resources. One is the Microsoft Azure Websites Overview. You can find that at ak.ms/AzureWS Overview. It's all around the book. It's To the Cloud series. So I had a lot of folks that helped me with this particular book, and this specific chapter was Alex Melching. Was one of the resources around that from Tech House, so thanks, Alex. And you can get a lot of information around the book by going to aka.ms/Blaine's Book. Also, feel free to send me an email. That's blainebar@microsoft.com. And there's some great MBA episodes as well. These are all modules that are individually done following the chapters of the book. They're just little snippets of what's inside the book, but if you want the hands-on step-by-step, then you're going to go ahead and get the book and go through that. So once again, set up your business in the cloud, Microsoft Virtual Academy. There are 11 modules up there free for your picking. So that's ak.ms/public-cloud-mba. And one last shout-out, and that's for BizSpark. So BizSpark was a sponsor. This is a great program. Free of charge global program, providing software and support, and more importantly, visibility for your startup, access to investors, advisors, and mentors. You get $150 of monthly Microsoft Azure benefits as well. It's a 3-year program, so you get full-featured software and development tools. You get four free MSPN support incidences to help you move along in creating those tools and applications for your business. And then also, more importantly, your profile to have visibility on the website for BizSpark, some offers that are given by corporate, some of the events and opportunities for marketing visibility for your company. So with that, that's the BizSpark, and I really thank them for being a sponsor. And with that, I appreciate you tuning in to episode 10, Building a Website for Your Business. And with that, that's a wrap.